Buckle up for a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I am currently joined in the studio with Kaya and Jeremy of AVDK. They just played a lovely intimate set for a live to air, just the two of them instead of the full band. How are you guys feeling?
Really good. It was so nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's a different vibe when it's like, you know, acoustic and it's just two of you and it's intimate, you know, all your friends are there.
Yeah, totally. And like even having to sing the song differently in real time, singing them way softer than we normally would, I feel like was a learning curve. It was so fun though. We're really grateful to have had the opportunity.
It was so good. It's a great listen. I don't even know what to say. I'm just like, I got told about this 20 minutes ago. It's going to be a really fun, chill vibe. You guys released an album, Betterland, a couple months ago?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
Probably, I think it was end of February.
True.
So
that's
a while
ago now.
Yeah.
How is
that longer?
Yeah. How has it been having it out?
It's been awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's like songs we've had for a while and we've worked on for a long time and gig for ages, so it's really, really awesome to have them all out there, you know, like show people our sort of newer sound and stuff, so it's really cool.
And to have stuff out there that we're really proud of too, because obviously you're always growing and developing as a band, but I feel like there kind of comes a point where you have your sound together and like you improve on that sound rather than switching between different things to try and find yourselves.
Yeah.
And it feels a bit like we've gotten to that point with the album, so it's really cool to have something out that feels really representative of us and where we want to go.
Yeah. What was the writing process like for that? Was it extensive or just like all of you together or?
It kind of changes based on each song, eh? Like, you know, there's, like you mentioned, there's four of us in the band and we kind of all contribute to every song, whether that's our individual instruments, but I don't know, also like George, our guitarist, who doesn't really sing, he writes a lot of lyrics. So,
crazy.
Yeah, and then sometimes the songs take months to come together and sometimes it's like, you know, you sit down for 20 minutes and it's just like out. I guess it just depends.
That's
cool.
That's fun. Yeah.
It's definitely always the fun ones, but it happens in 20 minutes. So.
Yeah.
Like you have some songs that you've been trying to crack out for months, and every time you sit down, it just doesn't seem to come out the way you want.
It's always nice when someone comes like sprinting into the living room, like, oh my God, guys, like sit down, you've got to hear this. And then they play something that they've just written. It's so emotional and raw because it's kind of come straight from the soul in that instance, I feel like.
That's so fun. Do you have a favourite song on the album?
Ooh, I think I like Jaw to the Head. I mean, I love all the songs, but I think for me that one's like, it's different, I guess. It's it's a pretty weird riff, and like the way the song came out is very unique, and so it makes it a lot of fun to play, you know. It's something
true.
Really proud of, to have kind of a weird, cool, different song.
Yeah, nice. Kyle?
I feel like I love them all equally, but I think the ones that I'm proudest of are probably Hot Coals and maybe Shackle, My Dear Shackle, which is one of the early ones on the album. I especially like kind of how our producer Sam layered or like worked with me to layer the harmonies near the end of that song. I feel like that was a highlight of the album for me.
Sure, for sure. How was working with a producer? Because had you guys done that before the album?
Or
So we have done a lot of our stuff with Sam Charlesworth.
Yeah.
Who's in Zenita, and he's got a really cool place out in St. Clair and really, really cool home studio. We've kind of recorded it a few places, but we did our EP with him and we're really proud with how that came out, and we kind of found that like everywhere we've recorded has been amazing, but like we are all just so comfortable with Sam. Like we just get along the super well. It's such a nice vibe, so whenever we go there, like we find it probably the most cohesive to like creating art, like, you know, kind of creating art, creating music. So often we're sort of attracted to go back to see him whenever we've got something we want to work on.
That's so fun.
And he knows us really well too, and he's heard us play live a bunch of times, so he kind of knows when to push us and when we've done our best and we just ask to pull our heads in and stuff like that.
Mm.
So, that's quite valuable in a producer or any kind of creative teammate, I think.
Nice, nice. What are the next steps for AVDK?
Yeah, so we're all kind of winding up with our uni, so we're sort of intermittently in the same and also in different places. I know over the next sort of 6 months, Sem 2, Kai's going to be away in Europe, so
sad.
I think we're sort
not
of putting
me.
The...
Not for you. For everybody else,
We're sort of putting the whole band stuff on pause for a while, but we are going to sort of rip it as a three piece
AV3K.
Yeah.
Yo.
Audiovisual drop kicks or whatever.
Drop kicks. That was with the P on the end, just for the audience is listening, not a T.
What? Oh my god. Yeah, so we got some gigs lined up with that.
Yeah.
Probably gonna be a bit of a different set.
Nice. Something to look forward to then, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it should be really cool. Speaking of.
Thanks for choosing a Radio 191 FM podcast. There are more just like this at r1.co.nz.